I am sorry. Are you okay?
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the boxing god, Stingley!
No mercy.
On action, and I'm drooling in Jackson when he pointed his hands and then told him that's where they gon' fall. Ain't no accident, you not ready to brawl. My dog, the fact is just this border wars. We go to war, Mad Max and shit. Can you handle it? What exactly did you expect? Random shots rapidly, landing with accuracy. Might not be the king, but to you, it's still your majesty. Don't let a friendly competition turn to a tragedy. Savagery, left and right, chaos, calamity. Roll up, ball shattered, power constant tagging up, beating bruised, battered up. Oh my God, what's happening? That's that pressure, you the best, I'm better. Just because it's everlasting, don't mean it lasts forever. That's life, make diamonds, bust pipes. That's pressure, maybe I'm not the greatest, but you still the lesser of this. Border wars, why you on the board with checkers? I catch you with a check hook, whoop his ass with the lecture like, boy, you know I taught you better. Ringside doctor already called for the stretcher. Yeah, bruh, not here, leave a message. I don't think you got the message. See, I catch a shoot, you can't catch up. Throw the heat, he go to sleep. Stand up again, I'm gon' repeat. Show some nuts, see some ovaries. Laughing, don't he know that he joking? He just don't get it. Make a miss and I hit him. Boxing knowledge, that is him. Trust the training that system. My boxing sciences, physics, see if that immovable object can stay right there when I hit it. God, body, boxing, guy in the spirit, bone in the flesh. Go for the best to let him know that I'm next. To let him know I'm that. Turn your bread into scraps. Turn your zero to a one. And turn your belt to a strap. That's pressure. That's pressure. That's pressure.
What up? What up? What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Had to take a little break, you know what I mean? Get that protein in, and we right back at it, man. We grinding, we hustling. It's all about the grind and all about keeping the momentum going. And the momentum that we're talking about is the buildup, man. The buildup. This is truly feeling like the best Border Wars ever. And it is, man. I mean, this is a big main event and a big undercard that has been developed. And still developing, truth be told, obviously there is a lot left to add to this, and we can't wait. Again, anyone that has already paid their fees, do not forget, if you paid your fee, show proof, get with me, DM me, show me the proof so that we can schedule your unguarded interview. That's a one-on-one interview. I'm not, all I can do is tell you to schedule it. If you don't schedule it, that's on you. If you guys think you're going to cram it into the last 2 weeks of the promotion, But again, get with me so we could get those things scheduled. And, I don't know why somebody's not rushing to be the first, right? Like, crazy. I think CYP kind of scheduled it. We got to confirm. But, yeah, man, we're here because, actually, CYP is taking on all bets. All bets. And they're $100 at a time he's taken. For anyone that believes that the civilian, Keem, is going to beat the superior athlete in CYP. So I think he's already done two official bets, one with Malcolm and one with Stainless. One with Malcolm and one with Stainless. So we do have footage of a bunch of new fighters. Remember, if you want to be part of Border Wars, you need to be sending me footage so that I can always have something to show the people and, you know, get you a potential fight. All right. So let me double check my own personal Instagram because I've been waiting on that heavyweight all morning who said he was going to send footage. I just thought he had something on deck maybe. I guess that's not the case, and that's all right. So we'll start off with some of the footage that we have on our Border Wars Facebook group. Here on our Facebook, we have Brendan Pierce. He is 31 years old, 5'9", currently 167. He does have a USA Boxing book. He does have two fights. He hasn't said if he won or lost. He says he hasn't fought in over a year, and he'd like to fight at 160, right? And he submitted sparring, and this is him in the red gloves with the yellow, I believe that's yellow headgear. Let me double check here on the screen share. Yeah, so it's a yellow waistband, yellow cup protector and the red gloves. And this is him. Let me see. Do we have music?
You ain't tired, dude. You ain't tired. It's all good. It's all good. Nice. There you go. Good defense. Good defense. There you go. Use that jab, man. Good. Good.
Now, he has some more. He submitted new footage today as well. But that's Brendan Pierce. Let me double check if we got something else here that we need to show. Because we got to get some of these guys. We got a couple of people that need fights, man. And we need people to step up. I'm going to go ahead and show Nick Norton's again. Not 100% sure did we get something for Nick squared in, but just in case, I know that Tyron, I think you called out Nick, but Nick can't get lower than 175. He's 6 feet tall, 180 pounds currently, no book. He's got basketball college level and no boxing experience, sparring last month. And he wants a campaign at 175, 180. So I'm going to go ahead and show this. Make sure we could get him someone as well. And he's 30 years old. Now, Nick on the bag. So that's Nick, 175, 180, for anybody that wants that Nick smoke, man, help me help you get a fight, submit some footage, February 22nd, it's going down, Tucson, Arizona. Shout out to the sponsors, Hudson Valley Boxing Academy, shout out to WBC Amateurs, shout out to the IBO, Combat for Hope Foundation, and Coach Larry Wade, and obviously shout out to the USA Boxing for sanctioning and giving us a date to get it popping. We got more footage to share as there are fighters that need fights, man. We already got a nice jam-packed card, but we got a bunch of new fighters that, you know, have been submitting footage and trying to get matched up. So we got Jeremy Rhodes. He's 5'11". He's 170, Tyron. So that might work. He says, oh, no, that's not going to work. I'm not giving you this guy. He says, I've never sparred. So that's not going to work for you. You frequently spar. We got to get you someone with, you know, similar experience. All right, we just got some new footage right on the fly. And let me see. Hmm. 37. I think you can still fight the elite. Do you want a 19-year-old? I got a 19-year-old, 139-pounder. Let me see. For who, champ? I'm getting these messages now. I don't know what's what. All right. Jaquan just sent some new shit. All right, but let me get to this older footage first before it gets buried. We got, this is, okay, so this is who I just showed you, right? So he sent more footage. And his information is Brendan Pierce. So this is what we just seen. He sent new footage. This is, 'cause this sparring was 1 year ago with the yellow. Now this is him with yellow headgear and yellow waistband. And this is an updated video from a couple days ago. The last one was about a year ago. Here we go. Mm. Yeah, a lot more confident. He's not moving around, wasting energy, standing right in the pocket. Catching, look, pawing. Good job.
Coño, por defiende, te ataca.
Oh, who? Who you beating on? A Spanish Dominican too? That dude is not Puerto Rican. So that was a short clip, 42 seconds. I guess we ran through that. But shout out to you. Thank you for submitting. And once again, Brendan is looking for a fight at 160. So, Angel Urina, if you hear this, it's time. Let me know if you want that smoke. We got people. It's going down. All right, here we go. Now we getting some footage. Okay, whoa. Big heavyweight submission. Let's see. Okay, this is the Maestro dude. All right. Damn, he looked like fucking Mike Perez, Connor. Let's see. Damn, he using my gloves too, the new MXs. Let me get some sound. No sound? What the? Let me refresh. Why is there no sound? Damn, no sound. Oh, from Baltimore? We ready, so we don't have to get ready. Hit me up October 12th. So, damn, he had a fight already? All right. right. Let's see what else we got for the submission. Okay. So let's see. I he just sent this, so we haven't had the time to ask him the question. So I don't know age or nothing. But we'll ask him and see, can't we get an answer in the meantime? I'll send him the questionnaire and get things answered so we know exactly the weight, age, and can he actually fight for this February? Let's see here. Okay, 6'4", 240, 29 years old. And this is his 2024 Nationals win. So he already has a USA Boxing book. 2024 Amateur Heavyweight Boxing at Mac Lewis, Baltimore. Oh, man. Let's see. Do we got audio? I want to start from the beginning. That was a decent right hand. Damn, why'd that sound like Calvin? Okay, he novice still. He's certainly novice. I wonder how many fights he got. Good job. He stay on his stick, though. Good right hand. Maestro got good stamina, and he's still composed. The big fella was certainly bringing some pressure. See, look, he got right back on his jab. He decent, man. You decent. Good work. Good work. 29-year-old. That's real. Real. I don't think Rel fighting. He want me to contact his boss and get his boss to sponsor. That's way too much work, fams. You kidding me? Is you getting? Am I getting a cut of the sponsorship? All that work you want me to do? We got Jaquan submitted some new footage. What we got here? Let's go to Jaquan. And Jaquan is actually fighting Troy's fighter. So he got a fight. Wait. Who's your coach? What you mean sparring with coach? Because I thought this other kid was an amateur too. Jaquan is the one in the redhead gear with the black title, black and gray title gloves. And I believe, I don't know if that's sweat or camouflage on the shirt. Maybe sweat. Maybe camouflage, not sure. But he's going to be fighting Troy's fighter. He's got some more here. He submitted. Let's check this out. My only concern is there's no ring yet. You haven't been done. Y'all don't do no ring sparring. This unlimited ring is not good because you don't get to learn, you know, how to gauge the ropes, fight off the ropes, how to learn how to pivot out of the corner. You know, you're not, like, there's no corner here. This is, like, again, limitless ring. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. But, yeah, you got to try to also get some ring sparring just to, you know, cross all them T's. I need a 147-pounder in his 30s, preferably. I got me a 147-pounder. Let me, this is again Quan. We're going to go ahead and get to some other. This is 147 Meech. So we need fights for these guys, man. Okay. Look, Meech, we got you somebody that quick. This how easy it is. You got to submit your footage. Oh, you southpaw. Oh, wait, let's go back. I think he could fight. He turned over on that left hand. He kind of turned that back foot. Good double jab. So, Meech, we got you somebody. My man, Jaquan's boy named Ty. Okay, so his coach got the red head gear in the last sparring. He wants some, too. He has 68. How many fights? I'm at the... I need that info in order to match him. All right, so that's one clip. He got some more here. Pad work. Thank you. right? So that's Meech. No boxing book. Obviously, he's going to get one. He's competed in competitive sports. Been in the gym last 4 years in one actual sparring match. So whoever wants that smoke, he said with whoever, he's age 37. He wants to fight at 147. We got El Lobo that sends new word. Lobo is going to be fighting Miles from D.C. So he's not looking for a fight. He's just building his fight. Keep letting y'all know he's working. That's one. We got some more here. Okay. Turning them left hands, okay. Oh, give me a sec. Damn, I ain't turned on Discord, right? My bad, fellas. My bad. Cancel. Camera's on, my bad. I'd have been, somebody should have hit me, B. One man team here trying the best I can. Nice. This what Tip running from, y'all. But that's okay. I love what Tip doing because he's only making the fight big. Now, if Lobo somehow bodies Miles and Tip doesn't take the fight, then it makes it look bad. It makes it look bad. But right now, you know, he still could turn around and fight him. He could jump in the ring, call him out. So much that could happen still. Oh, let me find out. Lobo got the camera only tracking him. That's why we could barely see his opponent. Okay, so that was 18 seconds. So we done with that. Now we got to get to the nightmare of Spider Rico, Big Bay. Hold on. Let me lower this a bit. Give you a little bit of narration here for those that don't know the Big Bay and who we may be. So Big Bay is the tall southpaw in the turquoise shorts. He's sparring Diego from Real Boxing here in Las Vegas. Diego is actually a cruiserweight, and Diego is also going to fight on the card, so we need an opponent for Diego. And I was thinking maybe that dude, Samuel Thiessen or something like that. I could be saying his name totally wrong, but Samuel, I know you needed an opponent, but you got to start sparring. You only submitted that backyard sparring. Come on. So, you know, Big Bay is certainly dedicated. He's in this gym every day, and he sparring, you know, 2 and 3 times a week. As you can see from this video, he's gotten better from that last fight. That, you know, it was dropped on YouTube as its own video separately yesterday for those that haven't already seen the actual fight with Esteban and Big Bay. Go check it out because, you know, Esteban believes there was some controversy. He feels he deserved the win. You know, I'm just happy that I have nothing to do with USA Boxing and can't be held accountable for what the judges, you know, who they deemed the winner, you know, because that was a whack thing in the past. You know, people always said my commentator influences judges. It's like, bro, These dudes is USA Boxing professionals, you know, not people from the community. So, you know, they can't be influenced. They don't know Ness. They don't give two fucks about Ness. But we got some more Big Bay footage here. This is Big Bay on a heavy bag. And remember, he's going to be fighting Anthony Forbes from Florida. Forbes has the two big wins on Border Wars. Looking for his third. And as you can see, Big Bay is training both stance. He's sparring southpaw. Now he's hitting the bag, orthodox. Now look, he switched, you know, to southpaw there. So who's your money on? Is Anthony Forbes going to be undefeated? Or is Big Bay the new terror? He got a hit list, man. I don't want to make him public enemy number one by giving you his hit list because, you know, he might want one of your favorite callers. Might be on his list, and now all of a sudden you don't like him because he want to fight your guy. You seen that 1-2-3? You seen that 1-2-3? All right, so that's Big Bay. Do some shadow boxing. Shadow boxing here. And he in a real gym, man. This gym gets a lot of sparring, bro. A lot of amateurs. Shout out to Nate. That's his gym, Real Boxing. Gets a lot of amateurs, a lot of pros go in there. Robin Safar trains there. Michael Hunter has sparred in there. I seen Joe Joyce sparring here. That's a beautiful ring, too. Those ropes are so tight. They so tight. It's crazy. So this is Big Bay, man. He just letting Anthony Forbes know, listen, I'm working. I'm building this fight. Where Forbes is footage at, I don't know. Did Forbes start training? I don't know. We need that footage, Forbes. What's going on? Where you at? That's Big Bay. Damn, morning show ran over so late today. Let me see what else we got. We showed that. All right, and this is the 19-year-old 140-pounder. So I know we just showed a 147. 37-year-old, he wants to fight at 47, not 40, so this fight isn't for you. But if we have any young 140-pounders, this guy, Malik Toby, is 5'8", 19 years old. Young guns out here. They know. They like, yo, I'm getting that TBV exposure, bro. Pops, put me on that card. Okay, that was solid jab. Go right in the middle. Oh, shit. What a right hand.
He was holding it.
Wait. Why are you waiting, Malik? Right now.
Bang. Damn. He pot shining the hell out of him. They too experienced. He fast in the mojo, too. Okay.
Thank you. That's what I want you to do. Keep going. That's all you want to do. Look. Straight down the middle.
Damn.
Stone loose.
He fast.
And then come
straight
in.
He fast.
Levels.
Levels. Yep. See that? Oh, my God. Thank you. Yep. Close. 114. Right now. Listen to me. Right now. Yep. Move.
All right. Shout out, man. Shout out. Malik. Malik looked like he about to be a problem for anybody. Quan, what it do? Quan, you there? You got to unmute. Quan, you. All right, Keem the Dream. Keemchenko. Yo, what is going on? What is going on? What is going on? Trying one more time. You there? Yo. That is a no. That is a no. All right. Quan, trying you again. Quan. Yo, all right. Tip, how about you?
Yo.
Yeah, man. What up?
Yeah, man. These dudes need to get it together, man, on Discord and Twitter, man. Y'all keep leaving Twitter, and that's why y'all can't reconnect, man. You got to close the app out. But yeah, man. Hey, get my man B a fight, man.
Who's
yeah,
B?
Yeah. Man, Brandon, man.
Brandon who? Oh, Brandon the boxer from Twitter?
No, Brandon. Damn, what's his name? God damn it. I don't know why. I can't remember his first name. Who you showed earlier? He's fighting the Ecuadorian.
Fighting the Ecuadorian?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Pierce. Brandon Pierce.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did fight a Dominican dude. It sounded like his trainer was talking like he had, like, yeah. He
No, that's
is...
my gym.
Word?
Yeah, be a coach. Yeah.
Brandon Pierce is from your gym.
Bro, were they sparring on the red mat? Yeah, that's my gym.
Okay, but the kid's name is Brandon Pierce.
Bro, B is like 30-something years old. He older than me, I think.
What?
Yeah, man.
Wait, let me see.
The foot. Well, he spawned a dude in a white shirt, Ness.
Dude in a white shirt. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's got to be Brandon Pierce you're talking about.
Yeah. What is it? What is his IG handle? I am him? That's what it is?
Yeah.
That's my boy B, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he be listening to the show.
Yeah. He just submitted this footage.
Yeah, get him a tree, man, so we can chop that tree down, man. You know what I'm saying? Look. Even my gym chat, we trying to bring more belts back home, man. You know what I'm saying? We trying to bring more belts back home, baby.
Yeah, he said 160, but he just submitted footage yesterday. I'm trying. I mean, not yesterday. I think he sent it Friday, and I ain't show it till now because I ain't know who he was. I was waiting for him to respond. I ain't know who was him in the last sparring. He had to tell me he was the yellow waist protector.
Yeah. The other dude, that's my boy Kel, and he can't fight yet.
But his trainer sound Dominican. See?
Yeah, that's my coach Rico. Yeah, they Dominican. Yeah.
Yeah, I could, bro. I hear that. The way he said the ataca, yeah. Nah, that's Dominican.
Yeah, nah, bro. I'm telling you, bro. When he be coaching, bro, like you can hear him over the entire gym. Like I lie to you, not, bro. He's the loudest person in the gym.
That's what's up, yo. People from your gym signing up. they must look at you like you scared.
Yeah, man, fuck out of here, man. We're really.
I got a real fighter on, man. I got Keem, man. He defending his strap, man. He got that Florida strap he defending.
Where you at, Cliff? Where you at, Cliff? We waiting on you, bro. Where you at?
Dream, what up?
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. I thought you were trying to play me for a second, bro. Nah. Let me get on, man. Nah, what up, though? What up, though, man? I told you, man. I'm glad you listening, though. We got to say this shit for the Border Wars show, man. You had a good 30, 45 minutes of Border Wars talk that could have been on here, man. But fuck it. We here, though. Appreciate it. So what's going on, man? What you got for me? What's up?
I mean, you heard your mans, man. Everybody waiting for your response. You saved it for this show.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, bro, I was, you know, working, listening to podcasts. They hit me. Some people's hit me like, yo, he on there talking crazy. You got to get on. So I jumped on and caught some of it. A lot of the same old shit, bro. He's an athlete. I'm not. He going to beat my ass. It's all the same shit over and over again. It's pretty repetitive. I did hear his last call right before the show ended. Kind of taken aback. He seemed a little weird. He was saying he thinks that the fight's going to get called off anyway. Somebody's going to get hurt or something, or I might have a family issue, and he's probably just going to have to fight somebody else. That was weird to me. I feel like he was projecting a little bit. Like, that's the goal in the back of his mind is that something happens and then, you know, he doesn't fight me. I thought that was weird, but other than that, man, it's really the same old shit, bro. He's constantly saying the same things, and you know, that's what he needs to boost himself up. That's what he needs to give himself confidence. You know, it's cool, bro. I was already prepared for the shit talk, and you know, I'm allowing him to do whatever it is he needs to do to boost himself up. It's funny though, man. He's falling. He's playing right into my hands, man. He starts bringing up the Mario fight a lot. I knew this was gonna happen. I called this. I said this, man, a minute ago. It's all coming together, man. It's good. So keep watching the Mario fight, bro. Hey, watch the Marvin fight. Watch my last fight in Border Wars. Get all you need from that, man. You can use all of that for whatever it is. You know, you think you're gonna get with me in there, bro. You know, I'm cool with that. But other than that, yeah, man, I mean, it's really all the same shit, bro.
Champ, so, I mean, it is the same, but it's different. Now the community is believing in you. I mean, there was like 3 bets made on behalf of Keem the Dream. I know Stainless took a $100 bet. Malcolm, the USA Boxing official, which I don't know how they're going to feel about that.
Yeah, I heard it. But the funny thing is this, but that's been going on. Like, you nuked the back call on the Boxing Voice, so that, you know, that was gone. And then there was Modelo time, but I started a whole nother one. And I invited CYP back there, and he's come back there, and that's where everybody be at. And bets have been getting made already. That's already been going on. He hasn't been back there, so he probably don't know that. So to him, he was like thinking that nobody's betting on me or whatever, but this bet's getting made. I mean, that happens all the time on the back call. A lot of people got me. People got CYP. There's people who got money CYP, and
now,
people who got money on
But
me,
now they
so.
Betting him directly. Remember, he was under the impression in today's call, like, oh, people think Keem is going to beat me, but ain't nobody betting money, so people start betting him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That was his impression. He's thinking, oh, y'all ain't putting no money up, though. People are putting money up, though. They are. And as you see, how quickly the people start taking the bet. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't anything crazy. Like, he said take the bet as if it was some huge thing, like, oh, yeah, I bet they ain't going to do that. And people immediately was like, yo, I'll take it. That's exactly what's been going on. So that wasn't any surprise to me. Again, that's no different to me. I know it's news maybe to you and to him and some other people. But, again, that's been going on already, bro. Since we announced the fight, bets have already been made. Some on me, some on him. That's really nothing new. Again, probably new to him, probably new to you, and maybe some other people that aren't on, you know, on the back call that we have now, but that's nothing new to me, bro. No difference to me, you know. I'm still doing me, brother. I had eight rounds in yesterday of sparring with two different opponents, two young, hungry lions, man. Great work. You know, was in the gym Monday getting my work in. I'll be in there today, back in there tomorrow. Ain't taking the kids trick-or-treating. I'm taking this shit very serious, man, as I always do. I'll be back in the gym for sparring tomorrow. I got another gym coming in with some top amateurs, you know, some Golden Gloves, champions, regional winners, just getting the best work I could get, doing what I always do, brother. You know what I mean? Doing what I always do, staying in the ring, staying in the gym, because I love this shit, man. I hate repeating myself and saying the same shit all the time, but, you know, I noticed that's going to be a reoccurring thing here because he repeats himself a lot. I'm a different breed, bro. I'm in the trenches for real. I'm a blue collar bully, and I go to the gym and box and punch on people and get punched on for fun. And motherfuckers ain't built like me, bro, at all. Nobody in my, you know, I don't know too many people that do this. I know a kid that was coming to our gym. He had 5 fights, bro. He turned 19 years old. He got his first construction job. Motherfucker ain't been back to the gym since, bro. And I seen him at church, man. I said, what's been going on? He told me, man, I don't know how you do it, dog. I get out here, and he's working construction. He's working 10, 12-hour days, and he's like, I'm so burnt out. He's 19 years old. And I just laugh. I'm like, trust me, I get it, bro. I get it. People don't understand. But again, I'm just a different breed, man. And it is really what I love to do. You know, Border Wars has always motivated me. It's what I always look forward to. For shit like this, man, I don't get to do this when I fought in USA Boxing. I don't get to talk shit. I don't get to have people riled up. We don't get to have promotion and build up and things like that. So this is what I love about it. Yeah, man, so that's really it, bro. You know me, I'm in the gym with it, man. That's really going to be the theme of this fight is he's going to continue to counterpunch and talk a lot on the show and drum up attention and talk some good shit. I'm going to be in the gym actually getting the rounds in consistently. Again, 8 rounds in yesterday. Last week was 12 rounds total last week. This is every week, bro. I spar again Thursday. I'll probably get another 6 in. You know. These rounds is in the bank for years too, and this is just what I'm doing, bro. I'm in the gym consistently, getting better, because I love this sport.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Support, man. I love to do this. Some people don't understand this. People just love to watch it. They're afraid to get in the ring. They might want to get in there one time just to try it, just to see what they could do. Not me, bro. I'm different, man. I'm a real junkyard dog, man. A real junkyard dog. Really in the trenches, man. Really in the mud. I love this shit, bro. So that's really it, man. That's just all I got, bro. Unless you got some other questions. I'm gonna get some new footage here for you soon too, bro. Like I said, I'll probably record. I'll try to get my son to record some rounds Thursday so I could bring some new footage in. Because I didn't record nothing yesterday. But that's really it, man. That's all, you know. I'm not going to be up here repeating myself saying the same shit over and over.
And I got some other callers. Shit done piled up. Let me get to them.
All right, bro.
Do appreciate you. Cliff, what up?
Let me turn off that Bluetooth. Yo.
You
hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. What Tip calling me? What they want to know? Yeah? Tip said they was waiting. What's up? That's what the people want to know.
Nah, he said, you know, he just trolled you talking about you got sick by sleeping under the AC.
Yeah, I heard that earlier. Yo, so you think that me being sick is like a duck move? Like that's
not me. You got time. You heard what I said on the call. You still got time.
How nigga catching a little cold is Like, how you even gonna promote that tip as a nigga ducking? Like, if that's a bad excuse, I'm gonna be sick from now until February. Like, what the fuck kind of? Come on, man. Like, I mean, damn, that's what I'm gonna come up with. Like, yo, I'm sick on Halloween. I can't make it in February. What the fuck is that? That's some dumb shit, man. Come on, you could do better than that. That's why I stopped, like, trolling back and forth with niggas and shit, because half of the shit they say don't even make sense. Y'all don't understand, like, the shit that I gotta overcome to make this fight is how you know I won it. Nigga, I gotta lose 30 pounds. I gotta travel across the country. And nigga, I gotta invest nearly $2,000 to get there when you count my gym equipment, my gym membership, my plane ticket, everything that I gotta go through to get there. I'm fighting a nigga younger than me that I don't gotta fight. Everything that I'm doing is a sacrifice. I'm like, it's like when Ryan Garcia was like, I wanna fight Tank so bad. Fuck it, I'm gonna give him everything just so I can get in there. So when I show up, like, I deserve my respect and my credit. And the niggas that doubt that I'm trying to get there or I'm gonna show up, I mean, I'm not really giving y'all no energy. I'm unfazed by that because I already know what my plans is. But if you want to talk about what's going on, like, in the gym and how that shit is going and what they got to offer, I'll be more than happy to explain that shit to you.
Nah, if you got gym stories, of course. I thought after the time you went to the gym, you ain't go back because you got sick.
I've been there. I started last week. It was Thursday. I went Thursday, I went Friday, and I went Saturday. And I started feeling a little under the weather, like, Sunday, Monday-ish. So I was going to still go on Monday when I started feeling sick. But I was like, you know what? I think it's smarter for me to rest, like, use that time that I got in between work to sleep and get in the gym at 100%, because anybody who works out knows that taxes your immune system drastically when you know you're not sleeping and you're doing all that working out. Just like Keem said, he got the 19-year-old construction worker working 10-12 hours. Well, this month I worked 242 hours, and I'm mixing in working out and going to the gym all with that. So if I felt my body was beginning to break down, I take a little time, get a little rest, get back to 100%, and I'm right back in the gym.
I would love to give y'all all extra time like I did Keem, but the lines is packed. I got CYP.
Yo. You know what's crazy, man? Like, if I said I was a better boxer than Keem, people would say, nah, man, you can't be no better boxer than Keem. Yo, this, yo, that, yo, this, yo, that. The reason why I'm a better boxer than Keem is because if I started boxing when Keem started boxing, I would have an actual boxer rec with dudes on my resume because my coach would turn me pro. That's the difference between me and him. You literally work really, really hard because without it, you couldn't be on the team. That's what you are. You're a bench warmer. You know, don't you know that gyms love people who love this bar? It makes the gym look better. They can get good work in with people, but you're never going to be him. You're not him. Like, this shit is crazy, man. You said you were dogs, you built different. When did you become built different, nigga, in your 30s? 3 years ago, you was in your 30s, nigga. Is that when you became this dog? Is that when you became this man? Because I've been doing this since I was 5 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old in juvenile hall, 11 years old in juvenile hall, fighting for my motherfucking life. Straight up race wars. Real talk, some real shit. It's documented for the niggas who want to know, and I'll show it to you if you think I'm lying. I've been running these hands for a minute, my man. Like, you said you a dog. Nigga, you was getting dropped by Mario, nigga, 3 years ago. Mario's not a dog. He a pup. So what would that make you, a cat? Meow. Because you was slipping, my nigga. It was like Mario was the black cat because he gave you bad luck. I just find it crazy how you think we forgot that? Remember, I ain't got to go look at no tape with you and Mario, dummy. I was here, remember? Remember? I was a part of the show. I was called of the year that year. I was here. I saw the fight. I heard you screaming and begging and begging Ness to stop saying you was dropped. I heard you. I seen the fight live with you backing up word about Mario's left hook. Like, dude, you wasn't no dog. You was never a dog. You watch your tape from your first fight with Mario and watch my fight. My dude's 6 feet, 220. Your dude Mario is 5'5", 180-something pounds. Never fought in his life. Is a nice guy. Wants to shake your hand and ran off from border work because he was scared to fight the first guy, but came back to fight your ass, nigga. Mario ran off for his last opponent and came back for your ass. Niggas, you can't fool me. Like, you don't become a dog in your 30s, my man. You don't. You can fool these cats because, you know, I work hard, man. I'll be sport. But you ain't no pro, though. You ain't got no box break yet. Box break's easy to get. Don't let me. I promise you, if we had 7 months to prepare for this fight instead of three, I would go become a professional boxer and get on box break before your bitch ass. Just like I went out there and had a fight before G-Von. I'm sick of y'all. Y'all use this amateurish boxing to for clout. You guys are clout chasers. You're not real athletes. You are fucking clout chasers running on the fact that boxing allowed you to call yourself professional, to call yourself an amateur. You ain't neither. You're not an amateur boxer. You're not a professional boxer. You are a novice who likes boxing, and you train real hard, and you practice real hard. Good for you. But I'm telling you right now, if your coach had the opportunity to train me or you from scratch, he would not pick you over me. It's impossible.
You may feel like it's your
time. You are not him. You have never been him. And you ain't never going to be him. That's a fact. And I ain't trying to, that ain't no hyperbole. That ain't no make-believe. You a regular-ass man team, and they use you as a sparring partner, nigga. And you about to get sparked. CYP out.
Anthony Forbes, $5 super chat. Me. By stoppage. And that's when I was showing the Big Bay footage. Man, I'm excited for that CYP Keem fight, you know. CYP's bringing that Kimbo Slice energy, right? There's like a good street fighter, but he's got to get in that ring and have it translate. So we shall see. We shall see. Mr. Perfect, you're funny as hell. You dropped off. So last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. And let me double check DMs. Make sure I ain't miss nobody's footage. Oh, yeah. We got the very bad footage of my boy Hamza to show of his opponent. Excuse me. I'm looking for it. There we go. It's not the greatest. It's on the G-Von level. That's why I did send an early apology to G-Von. I didn't think shit like this existed. Let's be real. Look at this. It's actually crazy. This shit looks bananas. But let's see what we can see. So Quan is fighting the one in the red. Okay, they both got red, right? So Quan is fighting the one in the dreads with the tank top. No shirt, also looking for a fight. I think he said, I don't know, I'm sure we'll be able to match him because I'm pretty sure he's in the 60s. We got hella opponents in the 60s. Yeah, Dion is holding back a lot. According to Troy, as the sparring gets, you know, progresses, he lets his hands go more, but he's not looking like he's letting his hands go. He's looking like he's being, you know, kept busy by the hands of the other opponent. So Red Headgear, no shirt, certainly has more confidence. I don't know about experience, but he looks like he has more experience. He's moving that way. Good pivot there. Yeah, Dion needs to let that left hand go. He's only really using the jab. So one of these guys are matched up. No shirt, red headgear. Again, I got to get his official stats. But he's looking for a fight if you want it. Oh. Okay, we got to watch out, Quan. Deion look like he do got some pop. That right hand sent my man back. And that was one round. That's all they sent. Let me see. Refresh and make sure. Okay, Miles just sent something. And he's fighting Lobo. Miles is 140. Him and Lobo going to fight. He's from D.C. Orthodox. Good job. Once again, this is Miles from D.C. He's going to be fighting at 140. He's taking on Lobo. He's allegedly going to begin some work with Tip in preparation. They both from D.C. We'll see if that happens. He's got some more here. There's some sparring here. Okay, good counter, Miles. I was just about to be like, damn, homie, he beating on you. That motherfucker way bigger than you, though. Look, and he hitting you with that shit. You hear them shots. Yeah, that dude too big. Them shits look like they were sending you across the ring. My coach is 38. He got 15 plus fights. That's going to be hard to match. We'll see what we can do. 7 straight stoppage wins. Damn. Ty is 30. About 12 fights. And he got 2 losses, but he has 7 straight stoppage wins. Okay. And the coach got 15 plus fights. He didn't give the exact record. The coach is 168. So you need somebody very experienced for that. And Ty is 140. And how old is Ty? Ty is 30. Okay. Okay. Meech. We need footage on Ty. Wait, Ty is what? Redhead gear? No. I need footage on Ty. Quan, you hear me, man? Send that footage on Ty, please. Cause we got Meecho. Meecho would take he looking for a 147-pound fight. Damn, actually, I just said it out loud. He need 47, not 40. Miles, what up?
Hello.
What up?
Nothing left. Well, I sent you the guy Marcus. He weighed 190, but it was a Sunday, so it wasn't too many people in the gym. So it was Marcus, my coach Jolly, the short guy that you saw, and Alex. So I want to say we did maybe 7 rounds. So you know, 1 in 3 rounds, next one out. 1 in 3 rounds, next one out. In that type of situation. So yeah, I want to say that was I got to chop the rest of it up and send it to you. But that was, I think, the second round of me and Marcus, if I'm not mistaken. Hello.
Say that again.
No, I was saying that me and Marcus, the guy that weighed 190, you said was big. He definitely was, and he has the experience too. I mean, the shots is boxing. So, I mean,
you could see it, bro. You could see it. They had a lot of umph on them shits. You could hear them. But you took them well, you know. He should have just, you know, maybe dialed it back. But maybe he was tired, too. Sometimes when you're tired, you got to keep a motherfucker off you.
That might have been the case. We was talking after. No, he was just saying he was working with us. Like, I mean, I think what it was, he ain't sparring a while either. So he wasn't really engaging in anything. But like I said, like me, I was cool. I hopped out, hopped right back in. Like the next dude, he was hitting his body a little more. Like dude wasn't really moving his head like that. So the shots that looked like it was hitting, only ones he was really getting off was the jab and the body shots for real. Like he wasn't really landing his cross. But the whole thing, the last round we did, jab for jab, like, I was pushing him back, if that makes sense. Like, and that's why I got to chop that up and send it to you, because that's my coach was saying. He was jumping, bro. He was like, good jab. So, but also, that's my first time sparring Marcus. You see what I'm saying? First time sparring him and first time sparring Alex. Alex, I ain't going to say I'm going to stop him, but I caught him with a good batty shot, jab, batty shot to the batty. But, yeah, other than that, we working. I'm a little under the weather, but, yeah, we definitely working.
So you got sick and still work. Sick and still work. Damn, you know. So how you feel about people who get a cold and don't work out?
I mean, to each his own. Like, it's a difference when, you know, I've been on the yard sick, like, you know, had viral stuff and all that, like, and still you get used to it. That's what it is. Not everybody is mentally that strong. You know, that's what it breaks down to. Some people going to do the easy way out, take the easy way. Some people going to take the hard way. I was always built, you know, full tough. So I'm always going to go, you know, the path that nobody takes. But, and Tip, we've been talking. I'm still waiting on him to let me know when he's going back to the gym.
Like it's your time.
Yeah, nah, Tip ducking the gym. You know that.
I mean, hey, I'm just trying to get to work, you know. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm at the point where I can go to different gyms. I got that confidence to go to different gyms. It's just when I go to his gym, I'm not trying to pay. You see what I'm saying? So, if he did, cool, I'm with Tip. We working, whatever the case is, and that is what it is. But all right, Ness.
All right, Chip.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Keem, what up?
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
What up? Just calling in response to CYP, man. again, I hate repeating myself, man, but I just got to say again, he throws out the pro shit, I don't give a damn about being pro or turning pro. My coach has asked me to go pro. Don't want to do it. I don't care to turn professional and these dudes making $2,000 a fight, $5,000 a fight. You'd have to fight over 20 times a year to make the money I make right now. That's just not what I care to do or to go out there and, you know, my boy Anthony Arvelo that owns Undisputed Promotions, get with him and, you know, pay my way through like a lot of these pros got to do in the beginning, you know. That's just not what I give a shit about doing, bro. So the professional shit, the box rec, him – That, you know, I've already stated before, I don't give a damn about that. That shit means nothing. Anybody can go pro. I can go get a pro license right now and be considered a professional fighter. What's the point, though? Doesn't mean anything in reality. I don't really care about that. It's just funny, though. You know, I've said it to him before, but living real life, you know, real life. Like when you said you was going to do this point sparring so you could show everybody you got boxing skills and it's not, you can't use your power and your strength and you're going to go 3-0 and you was trying to put $1,000 or $500 that you was going to do point sparring and go 3-0 to show everybody that Javon's not as good of a boxer as you. And you went out there and did run around and got hurt. And then you say the day you ordered your shit that week. So how you a boxer and you ain't had no shoes? You ain't had no headgear? You ain't had no gloves? You had to order your shit on Amazon that week? And then you saying you off the couch? Like, he's saying some crazy shit today. He was off the couch? How CYP off the couch, man? You a trainer, man. You own a gym. You in the gym every day. How you off the couch to go out there and spar a dude one round and got hurt? I don't know, bro. It's weird, man. He kind of all over the place with some of his shit talk right now. It's kind of throwing me off, man. I don't know if he's just saying what he got to say to try to make it sound good or if it's just shit talk to be, you know, I guess misleading, right? Like the George Kambosos, the Art of War. But it's throwing me off, man. It's a little all over the place right now. I'm a little confused, man, on some of the stuff he's saying. But, you know, again, it's just the same shit for me, bro. I'm in the gym. I don't care to turn pro. Don't really care to do any of that. Do this shit because I love it. Keep watching the Mario footage. Well, actually, wasn't a left hook at all. So keep watching it. Keep studying it. You'll see something. You'll find something in there that might surprise you. That was really all I had to address, man. I feel like it was something else, though. I think I forgot, dog. The Junkyard Dog. I've been a dog, baby. You ask about me, man. If you knew where I'm from, where I grew up, and the people I grew up around, I've been that, man. I think you mad because you used to be a junkyard dog. You know, you used to come up in the trenches. You came up tough, and then you became a high school athlete and a college athlete. And you live in a nice area in California. You said what?
I got your nemesis with a count of two, so I got to get to him.
All right, bet.
Yeah, let him keep cooking, you know, because when I go, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? You got something else to say, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to cut him off. But is he on Discord? You said they couldn't hear me when I'm talking or some shit like that?
Yeah, he's on Discord. You got a request back, King.
Yeah, because a lot of the cities say don't be making no sense. That's my point. Why would I have...
Yo, I'm back on. Let me finish what I was saying, bro, real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying CYP used to be a junkyard dog. I know he came up tough. I know he came up in the trenches. And then he became a big high school athlete and a college athlete. And he got successful and he lives in a nice rich with the rich people out in Cali. I heard about where he live at is where the rich folks at. And he drive a nice car and he not a junkyard dog no more. He ain't been that dog in a long time. I heard when he in the gym and he sip his water, he put his pinky in the air, man. He that type of dude now, man. He not a junkyard dog no more, but I never left the trenches, brother. I've been there. Never left the trenches. Never left the junkyard, man. This is why I love to go to the gym every day and grind it out. Get beat up on motherfuckers don't make no difference to me, man. Like a real junkyard dog. You used to be that, bro. But you ain't that dog no more. And I know you want to be, but you ain't that dog no more, bro. That's all I got.
Nigga said I got the pinky in there. Hey, you know what's funny, man, about you? I think we all waiting for this guy to show up, man. But you really just the guy who fought Mario. You know what I'm saying? Like we trying to turn you into CYP's opponent because we need to believe, right? Because all the hating that all the callers have done, that's not real. That's not real, fellas. Listen to me. The hate they bring to me is not real. When I win Caller of the Year, it's by a landslide. They just be faking the folk. They fuck with me for real. They don't believe in y'all. They didn't believe in Javon. They didn't believe in that one white boy. They don't believe in Keem. I'm telling you now, they do not believe. There's a reason why nobody here has really pulled my card for real. See, Keem from the back home. So Keem knows the real stories of this real dog. How dude said, oh, I'm right here. Come pull up. And I jump in the car and go pull up. This is not a lie, audience. This is not a lie. Anybody back there who is close enough to see me, who's called me a bitch, a hoe, you ain't gonna do nothing. CYP has jumped in the car and met up with him. And nobody wanted no smoking person, right? Let's just be real here. There's a reason why I show up to the appreciation party and people want to be nice and cool and nobody's like, fuck you, nigga, you a punk. They don't talk like that. That's not reality. Like, y'all, listen to this track. Don't believe bullshit. I ask you, feel like it's your turn. A serious question.
But it's not.
If you was a dog, why did you fight Mario? If I'm not a dog no more, why didn't I fight Mario? My God, I've been a dog that they trying to put a leash on, right? My wife want me to put a leash on. My pop, everybody want me to put a leash on. They're like, man, just like you said, you're successful now. You're doing this. Like, you got to let that go. I said, I will when somebody whoop my ass. When somebody whoop my ass, I'm done. King, is it you? You have to whoop my ass to stop this mountain dog. I'm the man. And I don't care who knows it. I put in my time. I put in my stripes. You can't take them from me. But you could whoop my ass. It's your turn. You got a chance to do what nobody can do. Whoop my ass. There's a reason why Kimbo Slice is 7-0 in boxing, dog. It's because the people that he went up against, they weren't real boxers. King, you're not a real boxer. Like, I don't know why you're talking about your coach wanted you to go pro. No, he didn't. He wanted you to record him with his GoPro camera. See, you confused. You confused about what GoPro meant, huh? It didn't mean GoPro. What kind of coach wants a man to turn pro in his 30s? That's a user, a scam artist. A real coach would be like, yo, come help me train these people. You know what I'm saying? I like your technique. You could be a good training partner. Help some of these young kids with their dreams. That's what a good coach would do. That's what a good coach would do. I had a dude come to me who was 34 years old, heavyweight, asking me to train him. I said, man, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. You're a little too old for this. Why don't you put that energy into something else? I had to talk him out of that because, honestly, my man, that's not it. And he's a heavyweight, and heavyweights are likely to be successful older. You're not. Stop believing what the dude is telling you. They are using you. I just hope that they have enough love for you to support you in this border wars. I don't want you showing up with just your wife and kids. Show up with them dudes from the gym. Show up with all them dudes who love you, who got all the support for you. The week of the fight, had them super chat, had them call in and talk about how much they rock with you, because I can guarantee you this. The week of the fight, I'm going to have everybody call in talking about I'm picking CYP. Dude, you ain't never heard talk before. I got CYP. This is whoop-de-whoop from whoop-de-whoop. I got CYP. This is whoop-de-whoop. I got Carlos. This is whoop-de-whoop. I got Los. This is whoop-de-whoop. I got C. You're going to see people who are sophisticated, dogs, rich, successful, some of them famous. They going to call and then you know that it's time for us to finally see this dude do his thing. And we didn't heard about the ass whoopings he's been giving out. I got 3 broken knuckles on my right hand and my left wrist was broken. No homo. And that's all from fighting. I'm a real fighter, dog. Like, real, real, real. I have no problem getting hit. I got no problem hitting on you. There's nothing you can do to back me up. I seen you backing up for Mario. And the reason I bring up Mario is because that's where you started at, right? Nobody saw CYP, me.
I got Tip Bellis there.
Okay, Tip Gabby. Let me get 60 more seconds on my man Tip, the real superstar. It's very simple. We got a lot of build up to this fight. A lot of build up. I honestly don't want to spar or do a points boxing and show y'all, because if it gets any better, y'all gonna change your mind. Think about it. Everybody's rocking with the first fight off the couch. Cool. But if I get another one and I'm training and do better, then what? Then is Border Wars called off because now King will get his ass whooped? Come on, man. Think. Use your brain. I can only get better. You are what you are. I can only get better. You are what you are. Let Tip do his thing. CYP, TBS, let's go.
Tip.
My nigga said, your coach ain't tell you to go, bro. He told you to crack the GoPro. Nah, this nigga's one line is crazy, bro. God damn. Nah, man. Yo, King, man. King, it's like Ness said, man. Do the right thing, Kimi. Do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Show up, man. Show up. Because I don't think you're going to show out too much, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you're going to show out. But, yo, just show up. Just show up. Because it's elite level talent over here at TBX, man. And you know what I'm saying? Miles going to do his thing come February 22nd too, man. You know what I'm saying? Miles going to do his thing. You know, the thing is, Ness, Lobo is too busy focused on me in the chat, man. He too busy focused on me. He keeps saying, Tip, you out here ducking. You ducking. It's like mind games at this point. I got them right where I want them. You know what I'm saying? Dude gonna fuck around and lose focusing on me, man. You know what I'm saying? He should be calling in talking about Miles, but he worried about me. This is just nasty. All this super chats is about Tip. All this chats in the YouTube chat is about me. Like, bro, focus on Miles, man. Cause right now, me and Miles about to link up very soon, man. I'm about to be back in the gym. I'm about to be getting a rep. You know what I'm
saying? Damn, you still out the gym?
Hey, bro.
What the?
You know, when you come back home, you know, it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work. But yeah, I should be back Monday, man. Yeah, I gotta get back in shape,
man.
Bro.
That's crazy. I thought you become a champ. You're supposed to get better.
I mean, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I was living that Charlo life. But, you know, we back in action now. We back, back in action. Hey. And, yo, Cliff is a liar, man.
What?
Yo, my man Cliff is hilarious. Yo, the dude just said, right? He just said, nah, matter of fact, let me start over this, Ness. The dude said he got gym stories to tell already. How you got gym stories to tell and you only been in the gym for 3 days, man? How he get?
Cause we thought he was only there one day and got sick, so he still had more days. Like he got what? That's experience. Every day count, bro.
Yeah, man.
Every day in the bank is a day in the bank.
Ask him what he did on those 3 days, man. Ask him what he did on those 3 days, man. Dude, talking about he got gym stories after 3 days of training, but caught a cold. It's insane, man. It's insane.
Hey, yo, how you going to say butt caught a cold?
Yo, Ness, in the chat, he was just talking about how he was at work. Like, how you go from being sick to now you at work? And you
What
you,
what you mean?
Said,
nah. Not training while you sick. And not going to work while you're sick is two different things. You don't get
Come
paid
on,
to train.
Ain't there that myth out there that we could sweat out a cold?
Come on,
bro. How many of us stop training because we got a cold, man?
I mean,
just not gonna
Miles is training during his cold.
That's what I'm saying, man. Miles out here putting in that work while Lobo's putting in that work on the keyboard, man. You know what I'm saying? It's levels to this, man.
Lobo's in the gym. You wrong about that. He done sent hella footage.
In the gym doing what? He keep hitting the same punching bag. That's the only footage we seen from him. That
Bruh.
Same punching bag he be hitting in that corner.
Like,
bro,
he said like three different punching bag footages.
And just wait till that CYP footage drop. When we show you the elite level talent that we training with, you know what I'm saying? From the coaching and all that, bro. It's going to look crazy, man. It's going to be one of them border wars, man. It's going to be one of them border wars. We definitely going to bring the city out from over here, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel sorry for AZ. Lobo's going to lose in front of his family and friends. You know what I'm saying? Even his gym. And, you know, King going to have a long flight back to Florida, man. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have a long flight back to Florida.
Yo,
Cliff,
I got Fire Flame on the line, champ.
All right, man. Shout out to Old Wizard, man. Go get that work, bro.
Where is O? Fire Flame. You gotta unmute. You.
Yo.
He need one of them things Brandon be talking about. The pilot or the Paris, some shit.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, what's the deal? You told me to tune in to the show. I'm here, man.
What you mean?
You said tune in on Wednesday. I'm here.
I mean,
any information you need? What's up? What's going on?
I'm lost. What information you need, champ?
No, I said, what's up? Any updates? What's going on? What's the word for the whole border wars? What's the deal?
Again, what information you need? You being too vague.
I mean, originally, when you first hit me up about this event, you said it was me and Sean. Then you said he pulling out.
Yeah, Sean said he can't fight this time around.
So, I mean, with the information I sent you, is you going to go through with the email to get my sponsorship going?
Nah, man, that's too much work for me. You want me to contact your boss to get you sponsored? That's like, I'm not getting that sponsorship.
It's your event.
Again, I'm not getting that.
I don't know how it's going to turn out, man. That's cool.
I'm not getting that sponsorship. Why would I do that work? You should be putting that email together.
You
the one.
Me. I'm sponsoring you by fighting on the platform.
Nah, we good, bro. We got a whole card without you. You sound crazy right now.
I mean, I know that, but I'm saying, what's the problem with me attending if I got a sponsor? Like,
there's no problem with that, but you want me to contact your boss and ask him to sponsor you, and you want me to email him and convince him. Like, that shit don't make sense. Like, I don't have anything to do with that.
I told him what was up. I told him I had a fight under USA Amateurs, gave him the spew. All he want to know is the credibility for RTI being on your platform. I told him you got semi-truck drivers that tune in. And he just really wanted to hear from you and your audience and know what it take. But, I mean, I contact him again and tell him you ain't willing to email him. I mean, shit. I gave you his direct number, too. So ain't no biggie for me. But want me to come out to Border Wars in the 10? Shit, I'm just trying to be sponsored behind it.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't got no issue with you getting sponsored. I wish you the best with that. I hope everybody get a sponsorship. Shit, we need some more sponsors.
Pretty much all the email is yeah, we asked Rail to come out to know what it's about. Like, I don't think I'm asking a lot to tell you to email him. Like, he asked personally. I ain't think it'd be a problem for you. Type a couple words.
Yeah, I don't even know what expecting.
Even if you don't want to email him, you could call him. I gave you his direct number. It's like, I don't see the problem, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see what I can do. It just at first, it seemed like more work than necessary. It seemed like something you should be doing and CCing me in, not me
definitely
doing.
Did my part by telling them about the event, telling them that I need the time off at work for the event, and tell them that I need a sponsorship for the event. Him as a president or a vice president of the company, he just wanted to know how it benefit his company by me wearing a logo and how many people semi truck drivers tune in. Like, not that big of a deal. It's like, I don't understand what the issue is for real. But I call
yeah, because that's information. That's information. Because that's information I can text you. I don't see how I need to get involved. He's not sponsoring my event, so do I need to get involved?
The event is under the Boxing Voice, so he just wanted to speak with the people sponsoring the event. Like, it ain't no big deal for me. But this is what he requested. So after I spoke with him and told him what it was, that's what he requested. And I then informed you and provided you both contacts. It ain't really nothing else. Like, he just want to hear from you. Because it's like if it was directly through USA Amateurs and it wasn't through the Boxing Voice, he would want to hear from USA Amateurs.
There's no... I'm going to try and get to that. We got hella time.
Yeah, we do. And shit.
What time zone
y'all on? I'm on the road. You said what?
What time zone is he on?
He on Central. No, not Central time, but the same time as Chicago. He in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's Central.
Yeah. So I'm on the road right now, and by validating this, we could just get my fight pushing, really. I'm just trying to get, you know, this shit out the way so I could really start promoting the fight.
I mean, I don't have an opponent for you anymore at this point. The dude that I was trying to give you, obviously, you didn't take that, so it looks like
it's not even a matter of me not taking it. I gotta get past sponsorship. It's not
exactly,
a not
exactly.
The fight.
So you was not.
I ain't never backed down.
So
from
you
no
was
threat.
Not able to take the fight. That's still the answer. You weren't able to take the fight I offered you. So the opponent I offered you is now potentially fighting Richard Steele's nephew, Chris Matthews.
Well, that's fine because you've been sitting on the contact information for like 5 days. I don't know what the holdup is. The email could have been sent. It only take 2 minutes out your day to send the email or to make a phone call and leave a voicemail. I don't think I'm asking a lot by you doing that.
I, Rel, appreciate you.
Trying to get the fight going, trying to get promoted.
Nah, again, I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? You there? Oh. All right, you're breaking up. Oh, you back.
I'm just wondering what's going on. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you've been going in and out. What you say?
No, I'm just saying, like, really, I don't know what the issue is. I'm just trying to, you know, get my fight promoted. If I don't have a fight, we got until February to find one. I know somebody out there want to do it. I want to get the train, and I'm on a roll right now. So
oh, we just got a new heavyweight today. But again, you got so much shit. It's like, yo, that shit is mad energy right now. But and this dude, I don't know. You know, he looked destructive. I don't know you gonna want this fight.
Like I said, I don't know the opponent. I don't know who he is. Do we got a real amateur background?
Yeah. He got one fight.
What's his real amateur record?
He got one fight 3 months ago.
One fight three. So he active in his gym. I ain't been active. I've been on the road. And for this camp, I got to get back in shape. And I'm not going to have much sparring how I'm used to having sparring. I ain't been in the ring in a minute, actually. It's been about, shit, I want to say 8 months since I've been in the ring. But I ain't active right now, so that's why I'm trying to get all this shit confirmed with the company, see what's going on, what direction we headed in, so I can get to work right away. As far as one fight, I mean, shit, I'll fight a pretty. It sounds like we on the same level. He got one amateur fight. I don't have no amateur fights, so I ain't never been the one to back down from no competition. I just know the work that it takes to put in, and I'm ready to get to work. But before I start doing that, on your end, I just want to confirm that, you know, if you're going to reach out to the VP or not.
How old are you?
I'm 33. What you mean?
This guy is 29. How much you weigh?
Shit. I'm probably at like 215 right now, 220.
Ooh, this guy 240. I'm going to send you the fight, though.
But before you confirm any fights, you know what it's going to take for next. After that, shit, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I really don't give a fuck. I expected to fight Sean, when you originally hit me up, like, we back on Border Wars, what's up, you and Sean got unfinished business. I'm like, bet.
Yeah, because that's who he wanted, but, you know, after speaking with his wife, she said, not this time.
His wife told him not to fight.
I mean, you know, you a unit. You got to move like one.
Absolutely, but I'm just saying, like, that's cool. I had that been my narrative, and it was my fiance that told me not to fight. It's gonna be like, oh, you let her wear the pants in the relationship. But hey, I've been Chad, quiet about a lot of shit.
I get moving? Because I just gave you like a half hour. You feel me?
Shit, I thought this was a Border War show. But go ahead.
I mean, but you can't get more time than the rest of the people. I gave you extra time like I gave everybody.
I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, but you know what it is, all right.
Rel, you deal with too many feelings, man. Stop getting emotional, man. I mean, I gave everybody extra time because this Border Wars, we trying to build it up. But, like, damn, we got to end it. Galaxy Studio, $2. Why are we not talking about Rocky upset Benitez KO of the year? Damn, KO of the year. Hard to give a stoppage via ref. KO of the year. You need a stoppage via like a punch, you know, for that KO of the year type shit. Yeah. Next GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Peace.